This audio combines International Women's Day recordings from 2009 and 2010 made during the Feminist Walking Tour in Dublin. This segment starts with Sinead talking on Sean McDermott Street in 2010 and then has Jean talking in 2009 off Cahill Brewer Street before concluding with the singing of The Monzo, led by Jermot, also on the 2009.
Was one of the largest red light districts in the entirety of Europe. It was a hotbed of Republican activity. Many of the women who owned bordellos around here used to shelter Republican activists on the run, assassins, etc. and the like. And it is said that Bonnie Prince William lost his virginity to one of the prostitutes in the Monto down that way. The Monto ceased its operation, this red light district, over 100 years ago, led by a priest who was the parish priest in this church up here. He summoned all of the madams and demanded that they all get out. One of the head madams marched up and said, "Yes, we'll get out, but you'll be sorry. We'll get out of this area, but we'll just set up on O'Connell Street." Which didn't go down so well. Eventually, however, the Monto was packed up. But the Monto is one of the very few examples of prostitution that was run by women. Largely the women were madams, as opposed to male pimps, which would have been the situation all across Europe. Now we're going to go up to the Magdalen Laundries, but this church here was, the parish priest here, was the end of one of the largest red light districts in Europe, so it's probably worth pointing out. Thank you.
So this whole area of Dublin City was referred to as the Monto. After the famine in Ireland, there was a huge growth in prostitution in the country, particularly in Dublin. There was an awful lot of destitute women who moved to Ireland, moved up to Dublin, and were trying to get jobs other places, but ended up working in prostitution. And the whole entire city was absolutely rife with it. So there was a real movement to try and contain it into one area, and that area ended up being the Monto. It was named so-called after Montgomery Street, which is now Foley Street. But it's the whole area between Talbot Street, Amiens Street, Garden Street, and Sean McDermott Street. It existed approximately from 1860 to 1925, and in its heyday, there were 1,600 prostitutes working in the area. It was the biggest red light district in Europe, and the third biggest within the British Empire. And an awful lot of the people who were using the area were actually British soldiers. That's where a lot of the funds came from. It was also a hive of IRA activity as well, because it was one of those areas of the city that really wasn't very policed, so there were lots of people could hide out in the area and not get caught out. And according to popular legend, King Edward VII lost his virginity here. There were still an awful lot of working class people living in the area, as well as the prostitutes that were in the area and the madams in their various different houses. And they were very much involved with the community in the area. Prostitutes who ended up pregnant would quite often give their babies to women who lived in the area to look after, rather than actually losing their jobs. And there's also lovely stories about prostitutes buying shoes for children in the area, who even though they didn't have an awful lot of money themselves. There was many attempts by missionaries to save women from prostitution, but they were often unsuccessful, as the madams in the area were very, very strong. But the Monto was finally closed down by a campaign spearheaded by Frank Duff and the Legion of Mary, which resulted in a police raid where 120 people were arrested, but the only way that they could manage for this to happen was by bribing the police, because they didn't want to get involved. And while the kind of historic idea about prostitution and madams and all that sounds sort of, I wouldn't say glamorous, it's still a very... slightly romantic, it's still a huge problem in Ireland today, and it's another area in which the Irish government just isn't willing to legislate properly. It's actually not illegal to prostitution isn't illegal in Ireland, but if you are caught soliciting, or if you are living off the profits of prostitution, that's considered to be illegal. So an awful lot of it is more to do with the protection of society rather than protection of the women who are involved in this kind of work. And according to Ruth Hamble, which is an NGO working women involved in prostitution. What the law seeks to do is to protect society from the more intrusive public aspects of prostitution, such as soliciting on the streets. The laws governing prostitution are therefore primarily public order offences and not designed to protect women.
Well, if you got a wingo, take her up to Ringo, where the waxy sing all the day. If you've had your fill of porter and you can't go any further, give your man the order, back to the key, and take her up to Moncho, 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 take her up to Moncho, Langaroo, do you? The dirty Duke of Gloucester, the dirty old imposter, took his modern luster up the fairy glen. He first put on his bowler and he buttoned up his trousers and he whistled for a growler and says, my man, take her up to Moncho, 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 take her up to Moncho, Langaroo, to you.
This audio was recorded and edited by Andrew Flood on the Feminist Walking Tour in Dublin. For more audio from the International Women's Day Walking Tours, go to http://anarchism.pageabode.com/cat/gender.